we've been talking, obviously, so much about free agent wide receivers. Mostly, though, it seems Greg Jennings and Mike Wallace. There is another guy that could potentially be there with a pretty big name, and he went to Norland High School just up the street from Sun Life Stadium. That, of course, is Dwayne Bowe of the Kansas City Chiefs. Talk a little bit about him now. Happy to welcome Danny Parkins, who hosts a show middays on 610 Sports in Kansas City. He is on the Metro PCS hotline. Danny, appreciate the time. Let's start with the franchise tag before we go any further. It does seem like there is some more noise about the possibility of the new regime in Kansas City using the franchise tag on Dwayne Bowe sometime in the next couple of weeks. How realistic does that seem to the folks up there?
I think it's more realistic that they would sign Bowe to a long-term contract extension because they tagged Dwayne Bowe last year for $9.5, $9.6 million. And if you use the franchise tag on a guy, as you know, 2 years in a row, you've got to give him 120% of the value. So it would be $11.4 million or so guaranteed for Dwayne Bowe this year. And then they would have paid him $20 million, $21 million guaranteed over two seasons. I do think the Chiefs are going to do everything they can to keep Dwayne Bowe, but I don't think they want to do it at a base of $11 million per, because then it would make it almost impossible for them to sign him to a long-term extension heading into the 2014 season, given that they would have given him $20 million over the previous two. So I would put it at unlikely as him getting a franchise tag back-to-back years, but I would put it at better than 50-50 that he's a Kansas City Chief next year on a long-term deal.
All right, very interesting. What about on the field? Good numbers with obviously mediocre at best. It seems quarterback play. I know there's a lot of talk about the drops up there, but what kind of receiver is Dwayne Bowe at this point in his career?
A damn good one, frankly. You talk about mediocre at best quarterback play. That is definitely being kind. Matt Cassel's probably the best quarterback that he's had throwing to him, and you're talking about guys like Tyler Palko, Kyle Orton, Tyler Thigpen, Ricky Stanzi. I mean, you're talking about bad quarterbacks that he has worked with in practice and on the field, and he's pretty much a shoo-in. His numbers were a little down last year, but he's basically a shoo-in for 70 catches, 1,000 to 1,100 receiving yards. And when the Chiefs had a good season, had the number one rushing attack, so they were kind of a dual threat offense in 2010, Dwayne Bowe caught 15 touchdown passes. So he's in elite physical shape. He came into camp late because of the franchise tag. He did a mild holdout, but he did come in shape for the most part and had a pretty productive year with yet another year of bad quarterback play, bad coaching, yet another new offensive coordinator. I mean, there's been a lot of turmoil and turnover in Kansas City. Dwayne Bowe has been, you know, he's been on a very short list of things that have been consistently good in Kansas City the last 4 or 5 years.
Danny, so what is it with Dwayne Bowe? Is it just his frustration level because of all the things that we've mentioned, you know, without the quarterback consistency, with the changing of offenses and coaches and things like that? So have we seen the best of a guy like Dwayne Bowe?
Well, 2010's numbers are going to be pretty tough to top with the 15 touchdowns, but I think he still is in the prime of his career. And Dwayne Bowe gets a knock, and the knock is because he's done a lot of knucklehead things in his career, but they're all pretty much from 2-3 years ago. You know, he had the performance-enhancing drug thing that got him for 4 games, and he calls himself the Debo Show, and when he scores, he points to the name on the back of his jersey. When we had the Jovan Belcher tragedy, he had T-shirts made up for Jovan Belcher, and he spelled his name incorrectly. Like, you know what I mean? He's not the brightest guy in the world, but he comes to play every single day, and he goes over the middle, and yeah, he has some drops. You know, he's not Calvin Johnson, Larry Fitzgerald. You know, he's not a tier one wide receiver, but he's clearly a tier two wide receiver, and if you put his numbers up against DeSean Jackson, Vincent Jackson, you know, recent free agent wide receivers of the past couple of years that got $40, $50 million, Dwayne Bowe's numbers compare really favorably to those guys with inferior quarterback play. So he's a very good wide receiver.
When you have a guy like Andy Reid coming in there to coach, you would think that have they had any kind of conversation? Because a guy with that kind of talent and the way that Andy Reid runs his offense, you know they're going to get rid of the ball fix, they're going to get in the rhythm, and he's going to get a lot of opportunity, especially running those short post routes.
Yeah, that's a great point. Andy Reid spent money on wide receivers in Philadelphia and wasn't afraid to have wide receivers with a little bit of an ego and a little bit of a diva streak in them in Philadelphia. You know, T.O. obviously comes to mind. And yes, it has been widely reported that Dwayne Bowe's agent has met with the Kansas City Chiefs and new general manager John Dorsey, who came over from the Green Bay Packers. But I also reported that Clark Hunt, the owner of the Chiefs, called Dwayne Bowe specifically, like personally, to bring him in to kind of emphasize his importance to the team going forward. The owner, we don't know if he's done that with Dustin Colquitt, the punter, who might be getting the franchise tag, and Brandon Albert, the left tackle, who's also a free agent, who only gave up one sack last year. The Chiefs have quite a few available free agents, but the only one that we know for sure that the owner specifically reached out to was Dwayne Bowe. So I think that there is mutual interest from Andy Reid, John Dorsey, Clark Hunt, and Dwayne Bowe to work out something long-term in Kansas City, but it's not going to come cheap. He's not going to give them a hometown discount because he wanted a long-term extension last season, and they gave him the franchise tag. So my guess is the Chiefs will have to be the highest bidder if they want to keep Dwayne Bowe.
Yeah, and of course the hometown is Miami, technically, so I don't think he'll be getting much of a discount down here either, but good stuff. Danny Parkins, 610 Sports in Kansas City. He's on Twitter, at Danny Parkins. Really appreciate it, man. Thanks for the insight, and who knows, we might have to do a little bit more Dwayne Bowe research in the future. We'll give you a call. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Our pleasure. There you go. Danny Parkins on the Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.